While virtually everyone is aware that the economic fortunes of the top 1% have diverged from those in the bottom 99%, what may be less apparent are the massive gaps arising within the top 1%. Economists refer to this as fractal inequality, the subject of a recent article authored by writer Annie Lowry. According to data from the World Top Incomes Database, in 2012, the average household in the bottom 90% of the U.S. income distribution earned about $31,000. For the average household in the top 1%, the figure approached $1.3 million. For the top 0.1%, the figure approached $6.4 million. Put another way, an average household in the top 0.1% of households made about 206 times what the average household did. The top 1% household earned about 41 times what the average household did. In 1980, the same multiples were just 47 and 14. In other words, not only has the gap between the top 1% and the bottom 99% expanded, so too has the gap between the top 0.1% and the top 1%. About 2 in 5 income earners who make it to the top 0.1% are executives. About 1 in 5 come from the world of finance. Consequently, these people tend to cluster in cities like New York, LA, Chicago, San Francisco, Washington, and Houston. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.